Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? My name is Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. I'm coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it's Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. My name is Pete Richardson. I am the owner and sole creator of SOAR, which means Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And you guys would not know. I mean, well, I can't say that you guys would not know, but when it comes to people like me, when it comes to people like that you think that you might know of, everybody knows of the guy or maybe even the coaches. Like maybe that coach is hiding my letters. Maybe that coach is hiding something. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. This guy who I got on the line, this dude is a Rivals Top 100. This dude came into Texas Tech, came in as a freshman. This dude came in as a freshman and just showed out. When I say this guy showed out, he showed out over people who's about to play in the NFL right now, just like Danny Amendola, just like people whose name is Keontae Dawson, who came in, and also the people who just lost last week, which his name is Luis Vasquez. His name is Manny Ramirez. This dude who I got on the line, man, this dude is straight from Lufkin, Texas. This dude came in and started as an All-American. He came in and started as an All-American and came in and made a known and made a name of himself. And in the midst of all that, he went through ups and downs, went through all that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you want to learn something from somebody, don't learn from somebody who has all the right answers. Learn from somebody who has the talent. Learn from somebody who knows how to turn nothing into something. And this dude who really turned nothing into something, who came in from a Rivals Top 100 and came in into Lubbock, Texas as an All-American. Well, he didn't come in as an All-American, but he came in and made his presence known in Lubbock, Texas. And Dennis Simmons, Ruffin McNeil, Coach Leach, this guy came into Lubbock, Texas and made his name known. And not only did he make his name known, but he made himself as a prodigy as when it comes into most people know you got a silver spoon in your mouth. This guy did not have a silver spoon in his mouth. He came in and just made it happen. So for your high school athletes out there who think you got it made, who think you can do whatever you want to do, and come into D1 and come into a high profile Division I athletics program, this dude, his name is McKenna Dixon. This dude right here, man, he's the same class as me, but he came in and started as a freshman. And not only did he start as a freshman, but this guy was All-American. That's what I'm talking about. What's up, Mr. McKenna Dixon? How are you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed to be here today. What's going on?
Oh, man, same thing, man. I'm blessed as well to be here today. And just for the reason, because we got, I don't know if you ever heard of I ain't got no type. Hey, bad girls is the only thing that I like. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. I'm going to formally introduce Mr. McKenna Dixon, but I'm going to let Mr. McKenna Dixon introduce himself. This is Friday Night Lights. Today is January 30th, one more day before the end of the year. So before we get into February, which is February 3rd, before we get into signing day, because me and you both know how it is to feel to sign a D1 contract and to go into that and prolong it to academics, prolong it to social life, and prolong it to academics. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, Mr. McKenna Dixon, because you, just like the 2005 class, which is Marlon Williams, not Manny Ramirez, but he's already starting
Luis Vasquez.
Luis Vasquez. And all of them, man, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, man. Go ahead, straight out of Lufkin, straight out of the St. John of Dennis Bryant, Reggie McNeil, this dude right here, McKenna Dixon. Man, woo! If I could tell you how hype I am right now, you can already know. Well, I'm going to let you introduce your own self, Mr. McKinney. Mr. McKinney, this is who I used to look up to. Well, go ahead and go ahead with your bad self, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? McKenna Dixon, straight out of Lufkin, Texas, man. Really didn't have too much growing up, man. Didn't have no silver spoon in my mouth. Just found a way to have a passion for something to get me out of the hood, man. And I found my calling with football. And whenever I found my calling with football, man, I just started to chase it even more harder and actually became good at it. You know, I really didn't like football at first. But, you know, growing up where I grew at, man, it was either play ball or sell dope. And I didn't want to be a dope boy. So I decided to take on that challenge of playing football, man, and come to find out I was actually good at it. But
hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, man. Hey, just like you said, Mr. McKenna Dixon on his own, he said he didn't want to. It was two ways, man. He could have played ball or he could have sold dope. So he didn't really want to sell dope. So he really had a passion for football. So he kind of grew into the passion. But man, hey, don't let me overbarge you with me telling your story, my man. Because 9 times out of 10, man, especially the times that's going on right now with the black teams that's been gunned down, like within the time right now, man. A lot of people don't know sports save some of our guys' lives, man. Because just like McKenna Dixon himself, man, he was a top 100 Rivals recruit. He could have went either which way, but he chose back in 2005. He chose to become a positive influence, you know, on the community. And with that being said, man, sometimes you don't know, you know, some of the impact that you have on other people. You don't have.
Yeah, man,
this,
right.
Like, he's coming from Lufkin, Texas, same town as Reggie McNeil, same town as Dez Bryant. But in my eyes, straight from the Texas Tech 2005 recruiting class, man, this dude came in, and he came in. I want to say you said you had, like, what, 5-6 sacks your freshman year? You know?
Yeah, man, I kind of showed out my freshman year, man. I just wanted to make my presence known and let it be known that, because they kept telling me, man, wasn't no freshman going to start under Mike Leach. There wasn't no freshman going to get no playing time under Mike Leach, man. I wanted to prove all of them wrong, so I just put my mind to it and dedicated myself and my training to getting on that field. And, I mean, the first game I was out there, I believe I got the first sack of the season that year in 2005. It was an exciting time for me.
You did. Man, I remember that. I remember that clear as day. Just because, hey, you remember Weymouth? Weymouth,
oh,
Chip.
Yeah. Chip Will Weymouth.
Chip Will Weymouth. A lot of guys don't really understand that because after you actually really set the bar. I mean, it was you, Edward Britton. Also, Luis Vasquez, who's playing well. He was playing for the Denver Broncos, but now, like, their season's over. But, man, dude. McKenna Dixon, he set the bar for Luis Vasquez, Edward Britton. There's another few guys who's actually, you know, who was proactive in the NFL right now. One guy who was ahead of McKenna Dixon, which ahead of me and him both, was Danny Amendola, who's about to participate in the Super Bowl, which is coming up this Sunday. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you are 18 years old, if you're 17 or 18 years old, about to go into college right now, this dude right here who I have on the line, Mr. McKenna Dixon, you want to listen to this guy. I'm going to tell you, for real, because you want to listen to this guy. Not only did he come in as, a D1 scholarship, but this dude come in as a this dude came in, held his own. This dude came in, and he worked his butt off. He separated himself from the freshman class. And then let me tell you who we had in our freshman class. It was Kobe Lewis, Pete Richardson, who was myself, Chris Turnerhill, who ended up being one of the he didn't end up doing big things, but he was a big thing as a recruit. So which what I'm saying is, if you was a recruit coming into college, hey, humble yourself. Hey, don't get too big on yourself. So it's me, Kobe Lewis, Chris Turnerhill. Then we had Chris Todd, who ended up going into Auburn, being a starting quarterback for Auburn. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Before it was Luis Vasquez, on the offensive side. It was McKenna Dixon. And the reason why I like McKenna Dixon so much is because majority of the time to the people that goes D1 are the kids that don't really have a good foundation to go D1. These are kids who worked their butt off since they was a young age to get to a D1 prospect, and not only to a D1 prospect, to go to the league. And sometimes you don't go to the league. Sometimes you become to be a better person to where you can get back. And sometimes you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Dixon, but sometimes, you know, you can have all the tools to go to the D1 level, but sometimes it's meant for you to give back to the community. When I say give back to the community, it means to give back to the people who are just like you. So with that being said, Mr. Dixon, go ahead and let the people know how you were your freshman year and how you continue to be successful. So what you've been in your freshman year, let the people know where you were top Wildwest 100 and how you came into Texas Tech, my brother. So go ahead and let the people know, man, what is it that brought you to Texas Tech?
Well, actually, the first thing that brought me to Texas Tech, man, the first time I stepped on the campus, first time I got out of the airplane and actually stepped in on a little bit of turf, it just felt like home, man. And that's what I want to tell a lot of you guys right now that's looking at colleges to go to, man. The number one thing that you want to check out on the city and the college is this place a place you can be for the next 4 years? Because a lot of times a lot of colleges and a lot of places have a lot of stuff that fit a lot of different students. But this is the thing that you really want to look into. Does it fit you as a student? So they have a lot of things that students are into and some students are not into. And they'll have a lot of stuff out there, man, but you got to figure out what fits you. Can you be here for the next 4 years? Can you settle down is this a place that you can be focused at for the next 4 years? And why I say 4 years, I mean, you know, because basically the ultimate goal of getting a scholarship and going to college is to get a degree, right? That's what you want. You want a degree, man. I mean, and for me, getting a scholarship was, you know, it was great, man. You know, my mom and my dad and didn't have to pay for me to go to college. And once I got in there, man, the thing that I wanted to do was stay humble because, like you said, coming in as a freshman, getting playing time and start, man, it is easy to get the big head. And especially, you know, coming in as a freshman, man, and everybody knowing your name after, like, one or two games, man, everybody knows you now. And now is the hard part, man. You got to stay humble. You got to stay down to earth, man. You got to keep on your grind, man. You got to stay grounded and don't settle. Don't get satisfied with your work, man. You can always get better. And I feel like if you get to a point to where you feel like you can't any better, there's no more use. Can't get any better, there's no more use for you here on this earth, man. We can always better ourselves. And that's what I want to say to some of the kids going up right now, man. And if you're looking to go into a college, make sure it's a place that you can be for the next 4 years because it's a career decision is what I want to say, man. Because anybody can just pick a college and go to it and play ball and have fun, but if, you know, main goal is to get your degree. So make sure this is a place that you can be happy at and that you can grow in, and you know, it's a place you can be, you know, be what's the word I'm looking for? A place that you can be all that you can be in. You still there, man? Hello. I can barely hear you, breaking up a little bit, man. Hello.
Listen, man, you got a clear connection right now, man?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay, cool. Like, so you guys that can hear us right now, man, just like he said, man, it's cool, you know, to go out there and put yourself out there and just so you people know, sometimes it's hard to express yourself because majority of times you think of white people only wearing cowboy boots, only wearing cowboy hats. And just so you guys know, his name is Victor Hunter, along with McKenna Dixon, Sandy Riley. There's a bunch of guys out there who are black cowboys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Who not only do they grow up in the city, but they grow up in a town to where you can express yourself for yourself by yourself, which means this. Mr. McKenna came in as a rival, top 100 recruit, came into Texas Tech, came in as an All-American, and not only did he come as an All-American, but he stayed true to himself. So when I say you stay true to yourself, it is you don't listen to what nobody else got to say. You listen to what you got to say. You listen to what your family got to say. Then after that, you make yourself better. You make your household better. You make your community better, and it's a domino effect. You know what I mean? So with that being said, Mr. Dixon, you came in, like, bro, you came in as a freaking, like, you came in, like, you made yourself an All-American, but to me, you was already an All-American. So with that being said, coming in 2005, man, like, we all stayed in the dorms, bro. We all stayed in the dorms, man. And everybody knew, like, oh, that's McKenna right there. You know what I'm saying? So coming in as a Wallace top 100, man, how is it that you separated yourself in the first fall that you can come in and play? How could you separate yourself in that first fall where you can come in and play and make an impact on the team? So what's some advice could you give somebody to who's coming in as a rival top 100 recruit to help them come in as a player to come in to have an impact on the team?
The first thing I can say, man, is work hard. Get in there early because I believe we came up there, school started in August, and I believe we was up there in June or July working out about 2 months before school
exactly.
started, you know, and it was just a good jump ahead, man, you know, just work, constantly get better. And, you know, in high school, man, you used to skip reps, and, you know, you used to take
mm-hmm.
a little lighter than, you know, you used to, man, but now when you're in college, these guys know what they're doing, man, and you really want to, if you skip reps, man, you're cheating yourself. Either way around, man, you're going to cheat yourself, man, because these guys are trying to give you the game. They're trying to give you the best opportunity that you need to be successful. They know what they're doing. So what I did was I took advantage of that, man. I did every rep that I had to do plus some more because I wanted to be great. I wanted to be a great player. And to those out there that want to be a great player, man, I say to you, man, don't cut corners. As far as working out, take a passion to working out, man. Take a passion to getting better. You'll see results, I guarantee you, man. You just got to have a passion for it. And that's what I did. I had a passion. I really wanted to go out as a freshman and play. And I did that, man, and it had an impact on my life as far as how I stayed humble and as far as how I carry myself now, you know, because anybody can get on top of a horse, but it's all about how you act when you fall off of that horse. You're going to get back on that horse or you're going to stay down for the rest of your life. And I felt that I got back on that horse, man, and it changed the way I look at things and the ways that I carry myself now as a man. So, you know, it's college takes a lot of people. It either turns them into men or breaks them down, and they stay boys for the rest of their lives. And I feel like a lot of us stepped up to the plate, and we became men, and now a lot of us got families, and we're taking care of our families as men are supposed to do. So regardless if you excel and go to the NFL or you excel in whatever degree you're trying to get and end up taking care of your family, it all betters you as a person. So that's the main thing I want to be, is a better person.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. Hey, that sounds great. Because just like you said, man, sometimes, you know, college can turn somebody, you know, into that superior man. You know, to where you can take care of your responsibilities and do all that. But and a lot of times people don't really understand just by going to class, just by going to practice, you're taking care of your responsibilities. You know what I mean? And on the outside looking in, everybody look at us, everyone not can say, well, look at us too, but everybody put us on a pedestal. But there is only one out of 10 people that could be a McKenna Dixon. There's one out of 10 people that could be a Jerry Hicks. There's one out of 10 people that could be a Torrey Henderson. There's one out of 10 people that can be a Brock Stratton. You know what I mean? And for them guys who follow me on Texas Tech football, you know all the names that I'm talking about. And there's very, very little people that can come in like a McKenna Dixon who come in and can just come in at a defense perspective. Not only at a defense perspective, but come into an all-projective offensive school. Just like everybody knows the high-power offense that comes in, the Texas Tech, Mike Leach that he put in. You know what I mean? But this dude came in a defense perspective, and he didn't come in as an All-American, but he came in as a dude in a defensive perspective mind, which knew that Mike Leach knew he had to become, if he wanted to be great, he had to be good on the defense. And McKenna Dixon, man, this dude come in like, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real, man. People like Mike Leach only recruited people for the offense. Everybody already knows that. You know what I'm saying? You got the Jerry Hicks, Tony Henderson, Shannon Woods, Michael Crabtree, Garrett. What's his name? Graham Harrell. Like McKenna Dixon came in and did all of that. So what's that mean? That all the black kids that's going up out there, homie, do not give up. Homie, if you don't run the football, don't give up. If you can't catch a football, don't give up. If you cannot punt or do a kickoff for a football, do not give up, because McKenna Dixon, he really set the bar straight, man. This dude, excuse me, McKenna, because you came in as a very proactive proactive person that came in who set the bar up high as me for myself. And for some people who really don't really get it, for the first year of their life, man, this dude took a time off from being in Division I football and then came back. Only person that I know who can do that, and this dude's name is Steve. Man, and Steve and McKenna, both of these guys came in and gave us little black guys hope. When I say hope, it's because sometimes you can grow up in an area in which you don't really feel hope. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can just be feeling like what your uncle told you or what your auntie told you. And sometimes just like what people in your own, people who look at you told you. You know what I'm saying? They gave people like us hope to give us inspiration, education, motivation to keep us going. So what I'm trying to say is, Mr. McKenna Dixon, man, you've been an All-American. How did you handle that, man? Being a freshman and being an All-American athlete, man. Like, tell me what that feels like, man.
Oh man, tell you the truth, I really didn't feel no different than any other regular Joe that was playing beside me, and I think that was the main thing how I continued to be good at it, because I didn't see no difference of it, man. I didn't think I was better than anybody. I really didn't take heed to, oh, man, I'm a freshman All-American until I had even got out of school, you know?
Cause, wow.
If you look at it like that, man, like I said, you start get the big head. And playing alongside these guys, man, they don't want you to get no big head because they're not going to want to play with you. And, you all a team. Like I said, no I in team, man. You all got to play together. And if you can't make the guy on either side of you better, and how good are you, you know? So I tried to make everybody around me better, man. And you know, as far as my excitement, man, I made them, I guess, play to my level. You know, I always be excited, man. So I guess that's how I handled it. I really didn't know I was a freshman All-American until I had got out of school, and I'm looking at my rings and at my trophies, and I'm looking at the Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year Awards and stuff. I'm looking back on it like, man, that's crazy. But you know, I really didn't look at it like that while I was in college or nothing. I really didn't even notice it, man.
Hey man, that's a great point that you say. You really didn't look at it, because sometimes, majority of times, whenever you come in about, most people that come up out of high school, they're trying to go to college, most people look at themselves as being that person. So what I'm saying for you guys, the 17 to 18 year olds, might be coming about 11, might be coming out of any little bitty time or a little bitty town or big town it is to make you pursue your that's helping you pursue your dreams, man. It's like sometime, well, I'm gonna tell you this, majority of times you don't never know what's happening, why it's happening. Only time you have a time to look back and like, oh, I was doing this or doing that, that's when majority of the time that's when it's over. Just like what Mr. Dixon was saying, sometimes like he didn't realize what was going on. You know what I mean? Like whenever he was becoming an All-American, whenever he was doing what he had to do, he didn't really understand what was going on, which means, like, that's okay. And that's the best way to have it, because you're so focused on being a positive person to the community, being a positive person to your state, and being a positive person to yourself. Sometimes you don't really understand it. And like, Mr. Dixon, man, we had coaches like Mike Leach. We had coaches like Dennis. We had coaches like Coach Ruffin. We had coaches like, you know, all over the place. And this dude did not really understand the impact that he was making as a freshman. You know what I'm saying? As a freshman to become a positive influence on people. So what I'm trying to say is, don't give up. Please do not give up. You might not start where you might not start where you thought you were going to start at. You might not be where you want to be at right now. You can be 40 years old. You can be 40 years old about to start a job and to do what you want to do. Well, not even do what you want to do, but have an idea of what you want to do with your life. Don't give up, because I have on the line right here, Mr. McKenna Dixon, man. This dude, he started out, you know, I can't really speak for him as coming up as a childhood and coming up and becoming a defensive front player and becoming a person that really just said, forget where I come from, not let your socioeconomic status determine where you're going, but he's going to let his mindset take him to where he really wants to be at. So with that being said, Mr. Dixon, man, what's some advice that you can give someone who they might have started out as an All-American freshman who coming up to a senior year, man? What's some advice that you would tell somebody that helped them who started out from the bottom, who really nobody really gave them a shot, you know, to give them to go to the next level? So somebody want to be a better man, somebody who wants to be like a benefiting factor to their community, like what's something would you tell that person to keep them to maintain, to keeping that status quo that they have, you know, as being a superior athlete and also being a good citizen to the community?
Well, first thing I can say, man, is just take all the advice you can. If you got older people in your community or older people that you hang around or something, man, go soak up some of that knowledge, man, because they full of knowledge. They haven't been on this earth that long for no reason, man. So I honestly say, man, just take all the advice you can take, stay humble, and, you know, just keep learning. You know, you can never learn enough, man. Just keep learning. And like, if anybody tries to give you some advice, listen to it, but you know right from wrong. You know, if somebody's trying to give you good advice, take it, man. Just take it. Don't be a know-it-all and turn your ear, you know, like, hey, yeah, okay, and be a smarty know-it-all. But nobody likes a know-it-all, man. But take all the advice you can get, man, because especially for some of these. Now, I didn't grow up with my – well, I grew up with my grandma and them, but, you know, they passed away before I got a chance to really understand that they had all of the knowledge and the wisdom that I needed, and I didn't have a chance to get any of that from them. So if some of you guys do have your grandparents around, man, I advise to go sit down and talk with them sometime, man, and soak up some of that knowledge that they got, because they hadn't been on this earth for 50, 60, 70, 80 years for no reason, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what's up right there. For you guys listening out there, just like you said, man, listen to your grandparents, man, because most of the wisdom comes from your grandparents, man. I can really go deep and down in history as it comes to Thomas Jefferson, when it comes to George Washington, when it comes – and most people who I can say right now that most people can relate to, it's Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States. But – I'm not going to get into that right now, Mr. Dixon. But, Mr. Dixon, hey, you've been down here in Lubbock, Texas, been an All-American. You came down here on the field playing in and out of the white lines at the Jones Stadium, AT&T Stadium. Man, hey, what is your best thing to do? Whenever you are here, What is the best thing that you used to do whenever you used to hang around, man?
Oh, man, the best thing I used to do down there in Lubbock.
Hey, keep it real, brother.
Man, we used to get towed out, man. We used to drink. That's the best thing to do in Lubbock, man, is drink. But, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
Nah, we used to go bowling all the time, man.
Hey,
for real, though. You used to go bowling was at the South Pole Lane, South Plain Lane.
Oh, what it is.
Exactly, man. Yeah, hey, you used to, like, because one thing about... Exactly. Well, yeah, you always had something to do. And one thing about playing football, you remember Super Games. Do you remember Super Games?
Oh, man. Do I remember Super Games? Man, Super Games was everything to me, man. Super Games was everything to me, man.
Hey, yeah. Me too, man. After football season, we have to come up in the spring, and we have to participate in Super Games. And most people don't know, because sometimes, like, you get – sometimes the high school coaches will put you on that pedestal, right? You put on that pedestal, like you go through the fall. You're like either you're All American like Mr. Dixon, or you could be a second or third streamer, just like myself. You know, you go through the All American if you was like McKenna Dixon, and then sometimes you could have been an All American or All League, whatever it is in high school, but then you're in college and now you're just like everybody else. So then you have one to what you call Super Games, and Super Games you should have a black shirt, a pink shirt, or a gray shirt, you know. And then if you was one of the weakest, they put you in the pink shirt. And if you was in the middle, they put you in the gray shirt. They put you in the gray shirt. But if you was one of the senior or junior or somebody like McKenna, if you was a freshman starting out in a senior level, they put you in a black shirt. You know, so what I'm saying is midnight maneuvers, they put you in a predicament to where if you was a freshman and you had it don't matter. If you was a freshman and you thought you was to get a whole lot of girls, you could be a ladies' man and be a freshman. But the whole public is open to midnight maneuvers. So no matter who they think you are, you could be Arnold Schwarzenegger. You could be Benny Wiley, who used to be our strength and conditioning coach. You could be whoever it is, but they will break you down.
They will break you down.
Like, well, do you remember, McKenna, do you remember midnight maneuvers, man?
Man, midnight maneuvers, man, it exposed a lot of weaknesses in a lot of people. man, we had like 11 stations,
yes.
Non-stop. 11 to 12 o'clock.
11, hey, man. Hey, tell somebody, 11 o'clock what? 11 o'clock, what, was the morning or night?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Man,
that's what I'm saying.
Maneuvers, that was crazy, man. That was crazy. But it brought us together as a team, man. We bonded because, you know, a lot of people that was in them pink shirts and them gray shirts, you know, we, like, man, motivate them to get to that black shirt. Now, when you're in that black shirt, man, you know you out there humping it. You're getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it brought us together, man, because, you know, as a team, when you see somebody in a pink shirt, man, you're trying to motivate them to get to a gray shirt, you know. And then you see somebody in a gray shirt, you're trying to motivate them to get to a black shirt. And once they get that black shirt, man, it's a feeling of satisfaction, you know. And when you look across the field and you see everybody in black shirts and in gray shirts, man, that's like a – it's like a warrior's badge, man, that you done been through the fight. And, you know, this guy that's playing on the side of you is the same guy that's going through these midnight maneuvers, and now he's in the black shirt, and you can trust this man. And that was great, man. That was great.
Yeah, man, exactly. For you guys out there listening right now, man, just like what Mr. Dixon just said, sometimes, you know, let's put it to you like this. We all live in America, right? We all been knowing, like, Barack Obama was the first black president. We all know Barack Obama has led us to becoming, like, ending the wars, right? Let's just say, for instance, that you listen to this station right now, How to Go to War, and look at the person who's next to the right or to the left of you, How to Go to War. You know what I'm saying? So let's put that in. Let's put that into perspective. So what I'm trying to say is, you got people, which means America, that's looking on the outside in, but you, You are inside of it, looking on the outside out, which means is you and your buddies dictate of what the outside America is going to be like. So what Mr. Dixon is saying is, it's no matter what, you can go through whatever it is. You can go through hell, and some people can go through heaven. Some people can go through, this nigga hated on me. Or some people can go, this nigga fuck my bitch. Or this nigga can, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, Texas Tech Red Raiders, Midnight Maneuvers, we all had a common goal. And what I say the common goal is, at the end of the day, whether if you had a gray shirt, pink shirt, black shirt, you came in. And at the end of the day, you might have to run 10 extra sprints because you had a pink shirt. You might have to run 10 rows because you had a gray shirt. Or you might have to watch because you had 10 black marks because you got a black shirt. So what I'm saying is, just like war. Just like whether you went and fought, you know what I'm saying, or at the Cold War, or you went and fought at Vietnam, or to take prolong it before that, you went and worked at World War II. The war of Iraq, you know, you really fight for that person who's standing right next to you. And that's one thing that football really separates the men from the mouse. Are you a man or a mouse? You know what I'm saying? So don't stop. Just when things get hard, and that's one thing football teaches you, when things get hard, don't stop. Because one thing about Mr. Dixon, one thing about myself, one thing about all the freshman class that came in 2005, man, we really didn't stop. And McKenna, McKenna is really, and I'm going to tell you something. You got McKenna Dixon, you got Louis Vasquez, you got Manny Ramirez, you got Michael Crabtree, you got Darcell McBath, you got all kinds of people who really keep track of Texas Tech Red Raiders. It doesn't matter what you do while you're on the field, because that's only phase one. What you do after that, it's really what matters. You know what I'm saying? You could be Brian Urlacher. You could play in the NFL for 25 years, don't matter. That's only phase one. You could do whatever you want to do, but it's only phase one. Once you get past phase one, then you can continue to do whatever it is that you want to do because you find out who you are as a person. Don't let football dictate who you are as a person. You let football, you give yourself the power. Don't give football the power. Because I tell you one thing. McKenna, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Because sometimes we get so involved on wanting to become a better person. We want to provide a better living lifestyle for our mom. We want to give a better lifestyle for our pops or better for our uncle or our auntie, right? So we get involved in a lifestyle, which is football, so all we do is work, all we do is work, all we do is work. Next thing we know, we find ourselves 16, 17 years old, and we just find ourselves trying to get a D1 scholarship, and which it turns into a business aspect. You know what I'm saying? Which it really shouldn't be like that because it's all about fun. But don't get me wrong. When you come up as a minority like me and Mr. Dixon did, all we want to do is become a better person for our moms. Not only because it's what they want us to do, it's because that's what we want to do as a person. You know what I'm saying? So, like what I'm saying excuse my language. Excuse my language, but nigga. Don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. I'm not saying nigga with an ER. I'm saying, you know, as rap music right now, they took the power of nigga with the A. So I'm saying nigga with the A. Nigga, don't give up. Keep going. Because that's what make us to who we are now. Just like the Barack Obamas. Just like the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, just like everybody, don't let nobody dictate who you are. Some people want to belittle us and want to belittle us to sports, just like Mr. McKenna Dixon, man. This dude, McKenna Dixon, not only become an All-American back in 2005, but this dude is actually making an honest living for himself right now. So don't give up. Don't. You ain't got to be an All-American to be successful. You ain't got to be a pro athlete to be successful. You ain't got to hit the lotto to be successful. You can take care of your family, go to work, come home, and be happy and still be family. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is don't give up on yourself. You still got it going on, whether if you was playing in 60,000 people in front of Kansas State Wildcats, or you was playing in 50,000 people playing in front of the Kansas Jayhawks, or if you was playing in 100,000 people playing in front of the OU Sooners. Do not give up, because I'm going to tell you one thing, because sports is only phase one. You never really know what you are really wanting to do until after sports is over and done with anyway. So, and for the people, for the black people who love to ride horses, for the black people who love to wear overalls, for the black people who love to wear cowboy hats, do not limit yourself to only white people. Not only white people love to wear overalls, cowboy hats, and cowboy boots. Man, do you. Do you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it ain't matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life is all about making your dreams come true. You know what I'm saying, bro? So the people that's out there listening, if people tell you you can't make it to the NFL, so what? Get your grades up. If people telling you you can't make it in English, so what? Get your grades up. If some people telling you you can't read or you can't write, nigga, so what? Get your grades up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, as you can tell right now, I'm with addiction, man. Like, because I come from the hood, man. I come from people telling me where I couldn't do nothing. But I ended up coming to Texas Tech, been around you, been around Torian, been around Hicks, been around Crabtree, been around Fulani, been around a lot of Mike Leach. There are a lot of people who told me I wasn't going to be able to do something, but I turned a school assignment and turned it into a business, which you came in, Sabrina Taylor came in, and Rashad Hawk came in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, because that's what the white man wants you to think. You know what I'm saying? That's really how I think, because I'm real particular who the people who I have on my show, man. It's because don't stop. That's what they want us to do. You know what I'm saying? Like don't stop, man. Like keep going. Just because, man, like, bro, how many people can take away what you did as an All-American, Mr. McKenna? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can take it. Not one. I mean, you're a grown ass man, and you keep growing. You are going to continue to keep growing. So that's what I'm saying is, man, sometimes people try to take away from us what we have been. Because sometimes, like, let me tell you something, Mr. Dixon. Man, you did what you did whenever you was a freshman here down here in Lubbock, Texas, man. Now, you're not the only bank. Including Keontae Dawson, including Brandon Sharp, and including Victor Hunter, including a lot of people who came in here at Texas Tech on the defense perspective and did what you did in only, what, 6-7 months? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? You made a huge impact, and I think about the people who look up to you. You know what I mean? Think about the people that look up to you, bro. And think about the people who continue to look up to you. You know what I mean? So, like, what I'm trying to say is, it's from a black male, especially from a black perspective, I'm not trying to say that you were the first one, because I really don't know your history like that, but I can say it's from the majority of people, especially from the black males that's getting gunned down in history right now, the Eric Garners. You know what I'm saying? And all of that's going on. Sometimes we want to play into that and be like, well, shoot, maybe he was in the wrongdoing. But think about it sometimes, Mr. Dixon. How many times, this is just for me and you, how many times after practice, bro, you feel like you don't feel like taking a shower right after practice? You don't feel like going straight to study hall after practice. Sometimes you just want to go home, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so sometimes
go home and get undressed, man. Get in the bed and relax. Throw your feet up. Yeah, I know. It's rough, man.
Exactly. But that don't mean you're a threat, though, right? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That don't mean you're a threat. Yeah, don't mean you're third. You're just trying to go home and kick up your feet. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people look at you to, sometimes people look at you the wrong way, especially with you. You're a big dude. but you get what I'm saying though. But as a society, sometimes we look at people like us and just like what's the dude who owned the freaking Dallas Mavericks? Mark Cuban.
Are you talking about,
Yeah, sometimes, like he said, he would much rather walk on the same side of the street with a white man who has a 100 tattoos than at the same side of the street than with the black man who actually looks regular, which with the white man on the with the tattoos looks like he going to rob him with the black dude who just regular. He much rather walk on the street with the white dude, but with the black dude, we just trying to get home.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it's crazy nowadays, you know, man, how that is.
Yeah, man, but that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother subject. You know what I'm saying? But that's just part of my reason. But my next question coming in for you, Mr. Dixon. What is somebody that you would tell somebody that's about to graduate college right now? Whether they're about to graduate or they're about to keep pursuing their dreams as going into the NFL, what's something would you tell that person right now to try to keep their head on straight?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is don't take anything for granted, man, you know, because it can be gone the next day, you know. The way things are going on in this world today, you never know when it's their last time waking up. And just have a passion for whatever you do, man. If you got a passion for giving your knowledge to other kids like I do, man, I really want to continue on to be a coach so I can, you know, have a positive impact on some of the kids in my community, because the way things going up right now, the way people going up, it's just not built like they used to be. So I guess some good advice I would give to the next person that's about to graduate college or about to go play in the NFL, I would say be passionate about whatever it is that you do. Just be passionate about it. And don't just go looking for a check, man, because it's so easy to get caught up in the money aspect of life, man, that you lose yourself. You lose being who you are. And you never want to lose being who you are, man, because you'll get identified by everybody else in the world. And you don't want to be identified by everybody else in the world. You want to be identified as a specific person and by being known who you are, you know. And so with that being said, man, just don't lose yourself. Be passionate about whatever it is that you do.
Yeah, just like Mr. McKenna just said, man, don't lose yourself. Be passionate about what it is that you do. And sometimes, look at it, when you coming up, and sometimes people who are in middle school, and you're looking at people who are in high school, and it's easy to look up to people like us. You know what I'm saying? So don't develop yourself over something that we above you or older than you have done. Look at what you've done for yourself. Look at what makes you happy as a person, because there's only one McKenna Dixon. There's only one McKenna Dixon. There's only one Des Bryant. There's only one Reggie McNeil. Let me correct this. Because coming out of Lufkin, Texas, all of y'all are talented. I got to give it to y'all. All of y'all are talented. I gotta give it to y'all guys to come up out of Lufkin, Texas, man. You guys, man, really, Mr. Dixon, man, you leading the pack, man. Well, before you, that's one of my official visit with Reggie McNeil, and that dude went on to Cincinnati Bengals and did what he had to do. I don't really know what he's doing right now, but man, you know what? It really opened my eyes to keep me doing what I was doing. I eventually came to Texas Tech, in which I will come to follow you, Mr. Dixon, when you came an All-American, Victor Hunter, Luis Vasquez, Sean Burns, man, the list goes on. Rashad Hawk, Ron Hale, Brandon Carter, man, Kobe Lewis, the list goes on, man, you know, but I just so happened I wasn't so much athletic inclined as those guys, but I feel like God blessed me with something mentally to help me with something mentally, to help me keep going, to surpass, because class isn't always easy. Some people tell you, go to class and you'll pass. That's not always true. Some people tell you, just be good in sports and you'll pass. That's not always true. Sometimes people tell you, fuck hoes. Excuse my language for the people who's out there listening. For I know I got over 20,000 listeners right now. You know what I'm saying? That's listening to my show right now, Mr. Dixon. 20,000 people. So excuse my language. When people say fuck hoes and you gonna pass college. No, one of my good friends told me, but hey, yo, Pete, we can make D's and still pass college. Nah, nigga, don't make D's. Nigga, make A's. Keep going. If you want more, keep pressing. You know what I'm saying? So man, that's who I am. Pete Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. You know what I mean? And me, I'm about to get married a week from today. Give God the praise.
Congratulations on that, man. Congratulations. Big congrats.
Hey, man. Appreciate that now. Man, next week, I can't really believe, because just 10 years ago, I was that dude who was trying to make 1,000 girls come instead of making one girl come 1,000 ways. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So that's what I'm
Break it down for
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. So for you guys out there listening, Pete Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. I turned SOAR, which is Saving Athletes Respectfully, I turned this into a business which people kicked me out of a freaking group concept. You know what I'm saying? So for the athletes out there that's in high school, that's about to go to college, don't give up whenever your group kick you out, because they're going to hate on you. They're going to hate on you. Do what you got to do. Keep going. Get your degree. Sometimes that whenever people kick you out of what it is, turn the opposition into an opportunity. So that's what I'm gonna say. And for you, Mr. Dixon, do you remember Mr. Dinky Williams? Dinky? TTU.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had him on my show a month ago, man, and he has some great words of encouragement to give, man. This dude came on, I remember he used to drive a white Durango whenever me, you, Brandon Carter, Brian Duncan, Richard Jones, all of us was freshmen. You know what I mean? Now this dude drives a Hummer. He's living in Colorado, going teaching in Colorado State, Pueblo. Like, all the way up in there, man. He's teaching young guys to defeat the odds. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, Mr. Dixon, I ain't going to hold up no more of your time, man. It's Friday night, which tonight is Friday Night Lights. For the guys that's out there that's trying to make it to the next level, listen to this guy right here, because this guy, he knows what he's talking about. This dude was a freaking All-American. How many people besides Adrian Peterson, how many people besides Maurice Corrett, how many people besides Maurice Jones-Drew, you know what I'm saying? How many people really actually is an All-American? Just like Mr. McKenna Dixon right here, man. This dude is a big dude. This dude is a big dude. So listen to what he got to say. For all the people that's down here, man, I'm going to tell you one thing, Mr. McKenna, man. I know you're not in Lubbock no more. And right now, I work right now for part-time for Wonderful on the Beat, which is the radio station down here in Lubbock. Also, I'm with Double T 104.3, which is the official sports station here in Lubbock, Texas. People still talk about you, Merle. People still talk about you, man. But I feel like your story is a story that you don't need to keep to yourself. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, so with that being said, man, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your night. But also, I got my own show coming on to Double T 104.3. So,
okay. Well, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm reaching out to you, too, bro. All right, so just whenever, just hit me. You got my number, man. Text me. You know what I mean? Text me or whatever. Man, it's on. Like, my brother down, he lives in Lufkin. I don't know if you talk to him or if his wife, Sabrina. You know, Sabrina Taylor, LaShawn Vation, they both in love from Texas. They both living with me in Raiders Pass. You know what I'm saying? So, man. So, like, it is what it is, man. After I get off the phone with you, he's going to call me, and we're going to chop it up. So, man, it is what it is, man. Thank you for being on my show, Friday Night Lights. It is Friday night. For the people who's about to go out and drink, go out and smoke, do what you got to do. But come back in, treat your, and whatever it is, keep your family first. Keep your family first and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So already. Well, all right, Ms. Dixon, I ain't going to take up no more of your time, my player. Thank you for being on my show, man. And I don't know if you knew how much that really means to me, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you for letting me get my words out.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm definitely going to be hitting you up in the next 2 weeks, so you better get ready, because whenever I text you, just hit me back with yo.
I got you.
Alrighty, man. You have a good night, Mr. Dixon.
All right, you too, man.
All right, good deal.
All right, later.